Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
Folks, what I'd like you to do is look in your Bibles at chapter 10. We're up to verse 5. And Paul, through here, is kind of like in this, it seems like an odd section, but it's not. It's chapter 9 through 10. He kind of deviates from his discussion about salvation to help us to understand why it is that some people don't believe. And especially for him, it was his brethren, the Jews, who were not, most of them were rejecting, and he was trying to help us to understand how that's possible. And last week he kind of pointed out to us that folks, and especially his brethren, have decided that they know the way to get to Jesus. They know the way to get to salvation, and it's through their works. And so last week he pointed out to us that works are meaningless. And that we just can't figure it out on our own. And so he's going to emphasize that point, especially today, when we look at verses 5 through 12. He's going to kind of talk about works again for a moment, following the law. But then he's going to get right into how is the person saved? And it's not by what you do. Well, let's look at what Paul says. Look with me, starting in verse 5. It'll be up on the screen for those of you who want to look at it there. You look in your own Bibles or up on the screen. Here's what Paul, as he continues his argument about the nature of salvation, he says this. For Moses writes about righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that Jesus raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call him. Now here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to take these verses, they're pretty straightforward, and we're going to basically look at what's the problem with effort. What do you mean the problem with effort? Well, I told you, some people think that their way of being accepted with God is what they do. We're going to talk about the problem with effort, and then we're going to look at the whole issue of the reality of faith. It's about